Yes, we are.
Yes.
Oh, is this long distance?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
Is she on the phone?
Still on her line. Now, can I ever call you back?
No, because I'm going to leave here in a moment, and I should take it now. Will she be long?
Well, I don't know how much longer she's going to be.
I'll wait another moment, and then I may have to call again.
Who should I say is calling?
Arthur Krim.
All right, just a moment, Bob. Thank you for calling.
Yes, I called my office and found you had called.
Well, let me explain. I am working on a story on the Johnson Library and the fundraising, which you're going to be doing for it.
Well, I don't believe I am, but go ahead.
You don't believe you are going to be?
I mean, I don't know of any fundraising plans as yet for the library, but please go ahead.
Well, now, I was told, and George Christian and I have talked about it, and he said that the money is going to be raised.
Yes.
But the misunderstanding is when it's going to be raised.
That's true, but I mean, as far as my being involved in it was what I was referring to.
And you have not talked with other people about contributing?
I've had conversations with people, but not about contributing funds, no, and... in any case, I don't think George could have been talking about the library. He was probably talking about the School of Public Affairs, was he not?
That's right. And
when he talked about fundraising in the future. Mm-hmm. I do know the circumstances if you want me to sort of explain them to you.
You have already had to answer that same question a half dozen times.
Yes. You know that the school and the library are well underway in construction. And all of the funds for that were provided by the University of Texas, which incidentally is quite different from the circumstances surrounding all of the other presidential libraries. I think you may know that there are, well, at least four that I know about in my lifetime that were constructed, that is the Franklin Roosevelt and the Harry Truman, the Dwight Eisenhower, and the Kennedy one, which is now under construction. And I think that you will find that this is the only one that did not require fundraising, because the President and Mrs. Johnson a couple of years ago, when they were approached about the possibilities of doing the same thing as had been done by the other presidents, which is to say, construct a library on or near their premises with funds to be raised here and overseas and from labor and business, as in the case of the others. They opted instead to accept an offer from the University of Texas, which eliminated the need for all of that fundraising. And so there is no need at this time for any fundraising for the construction of those buildings. Now, the school will be run by the University of Texas, and I understand from them that they will be providing the basic funds required to operate the school, which is to say for the faculty, which will be drawn partly from the other schools in the university and partly as a staff for the School of Public Affairs. The library, the funds for the library will come, as is true, you know, in the case of all presidential libraries, from the GSA. Under the statutes, the government maintains.
Excuse me, but now I understand from Mr. Christian that this, that the money that is going to be needed is to be needed for scholarships.
That's right. I was coming to that. Do you have a moment so that
yes,
I can just
course.
Give you the picture? The government, you see, will provide the funds for the maintenance of the library. Now, when it comes to the school, there has been conversation about the possibility of scholarships, but at this stage of the game, nobody really knows whether anything at all will be needed for that purpose, or if some funds are needed for scholarships, how much would be required. So that all conversation in that direction would have to be very much on the theoretical side. Now, at the request of the university, as people have come forward to ask about this, I have talked to a number of people who have expressed an interest in knowing more about this, but I can assure you that as far as I'm concerned, there has not been a single solicitation, and as far as I know, nobody has made any kind of a commitment, because there would be no background really against which to make it. All the conversations have been very, very general in nature.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you know, do you, I'm sure that when the New York Times and others have asked you about this, they
yes.
told you that their country people are very bitter about this, and they need money so desperately.
No, this is the first I heard of that, and that really surprises me, because there is not just no basis for it. That there hasn't been a single dollar raised for the school or the library. And really, this is the, Miss Cheshire, this is the first I heard of that, because there is no basis, in fact, for that whatsoever.
Well, now, the feeling was that you didn't have to raise the money now, that by simply letting it be known that, might be coming about, that there were people who are friends of the president who might have contributed more or to the campaign are not doing so because they intend to funnel this money.
I really wish, Miss Cheshire, that you could tell me who said that, because I would like to reassure whoever made that kind of a statement to you about the fallacy of the whole premise, because first of all, funds, if required here, wouldn't be required till 1970. And wholly apart from the fact that not a single person has been asked to pledge a single dollar, so that, and particularly in view of my personal interest in seeing Mr. Humphrey elected as president, I would like to reassure whoever has this erroneous notion how false it is. You wouldn't be in a position to tell me.
No, I wouldn't. You are not still. You are not raising money for Humphrey of any kind, are you?
Yes, I'm helping. Oh, I certainly am. I'm not in any official position, but I'm helping with the vice president, and any inquiry you direct to his staff will verify that. Oh, I'm really shocked to hear this, because contrary to what you said, none of the other people who have questioned me about this, including the chap from the Times, mentioned this at all. So this is the first time I've heard of this, and it.
Well, now this $20 to $30 million figure, how accurate is that?
I don't know what figure you're referring to.
Well, now, I was told by any prominent people that they the estimate needed would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 to $30 million.
No, there's been reference to the fact, and here I'm operating in guesswork, but you could check it yourself, that the building has the building plus the funds that will provide it for be provided for the maintenance of the School of Public Affairs might come to $20 or $25 or $30 million. Not 30, I'd heard 20 or 25 million. And I think that's where the misconception could be, because nobody would know right now, Ms. Cheshire, what additional requirements, if any, there might be in 1970. That would have to be determined, I believe, after the school was a little farther along. You know, they haven't yet selected their dean. And I believe that... And I believe that, you know, before any budget requirements could be made, they'd have to select the dean. But my guess would be that this figure has been the estimate of what it's cost to build the two buildings, plus an endowment for maintenance of the school.
Was this one of the reasons when you said that you were resigning as the committee finance chairman to undertake personal assignments?
No, it was not. That was printed by some reporter, but it couldn't have been more inaccurate.
You mean that was not the reason?
That was not the reason, no. And I regretted seeing it in print. Somebody, I think from the Los Angeles Times, printed it. It just wasn't an accurate story. He'd never checked with me when he wrote it.
Well, now, is it true that at a couple of President's Club luncheons or meetings that have been at the White House, that the subject of the library and what might someday be done has come up?
Oh, my. There has never been a President's Club luncheon, to my knowledge, at the White House. There hasn't been a President's Club meeting, to my knowledge, since a year ago, June. I just don't understand who's been giving you that kind of information there. In all of my connections with the President's Club, there's never been a meeting at the White House.
But maybe, now, let me put it this way. Has it been discussed at luncheons where there were members, people who would be members of the President's Club? Has it been discussed with some?
Well, when you say who would be members of the President's Club, when the President periodically has meetings of leaders of business and labor and so forth, I don't know whether they've been to the White House
or not
at such meetings.
No, I'm discussed by you with friends of the President at meetings at the White House.
Well, I've heard the President discuss his future plans in connection with a general review of the state of the nation, yes, but not at any meeting called for that, for this specific purpose.
No, what I meant was, has the President discussed, and have you and the President discussed with people who were there for things at the White House, the fact that there would someday be a need to do something about the library?
No, the President, I've heard the President discuss his future plans, and I don't know whether I don't know whether you're familiar with that, and I have heard him discuss that. It involved his plans about lecturing at various universities and about his interest in the School of Public Affairs and in the library, about, you know, the deposit of all of his papers in the library and the papers of prominent members of his administration and the importance it would have to students from all over the world with an interest in contemporary history. And how much he looked forward particularly to what this school could contribute in the way of introducing experienced graduate students for elective or appointive office in public affairs and you know, more of that nature, but I've never heard him talk about a financial need.
Well, but in other words, some people might have come away from there, people who are committed to the president as his, you know, as his friends and supporters.
Well, if anybody has said to you that they were indirectly or directly asked for funds here, they were not telling you an accurate story. Now, on the other hand, if they mentioned that there was reference to the fact that, unlike all of the other presidential libraries, the funds here were being provided by the University of Texas, that is accurate. And their figures have been mentioned, but I don't think they've ever been vetted, and I don't know just how accurate they were.
Well, no, but if they said that they had come away realizing that this was going to be something that was going to have to be endowed as far as scholarships, et cetera, concerned. That if they got that understanding,
well, I'll tell you,
he was discussing his future plans, that would be an accurate statement.
Well, no, it didn't come from the president. If they may have gotten that, you see, from the university as something
at the White House. Oh. If they got that impression while the president was talking or at luncheon, that would be an accurate statement.
Yeah.